We left off with Mo Sim and Shin Chav Gimel, Sif Talad, and we said that the Ramo is Mekel if you just mention a midah measurement or dom in amount. For example, give me $5 worth of a gezim of nuts, or give me a certain measurement of a certain product. And the Ramo explains himself now further in the Sif, is that which is usher to mention a price or to measure measurement entirely, and the Ramo also agrees to that, is only by something where the price or the measurement is not something that's known. And by mentioning a price, measuring a measurement, you're showing that you want to buy something, and you're saying the amount that you want to buy. As opposed to something where it's kitzvasi yadua, it's mikhli yadua, it's known how much it is. So by saying $5 worth of this product, it's a way of saying how much. If it's $5 a basket, so instead of saying one basket of apples, you're saying $5 worth of apples, it's the same thing, because everyone knows a basket of apples is $5. And the same idea with measurement, something that's mikhli yadua, it's just someone of Alma, the Mishpura explains, that you're mentioning it. And even Rama says, you know, there are those that are machmer, never to mention the price, and never to mention the measurement. He says the minig is to mekel in Medinas Elu in the country where the Rama lived. Now that said, the Mishnah Berurah brings the many achronim are machmer, and they say it is a problem to mention any price or any measurement at all, just like the Mechaber holds. And even though one should not protest against somebody's mekel, because it is what we say, we see that the Rama's mekel over here, and the Rama's coming from somewhere. If it's more appropriate for one to machmer, never to mention a measurement or a price, especially as a way you could do a beheter. Like we had earlier already, we had Sif Beis. The Mechaber said, you can say, Ma'alei klizeh, fill up this kli, and l'mocha nimdasa, we'll measure it tomorrow. Also, by something where there's numbers, there even Mechaber agreed, Sif Gimel, you could say, give me 10 eggs, or give me 10 nuts. It's only by something where it's a matter of measurement or price, not a measure of number, that the Chayim Ma'achbar, like the Mechaber, not be similar on the cooler of their Ma, and then you have the Eitz, where the Mechaber says, they say they were going to measure it tomorrow. Now, Mishnah Berurah says that people used to come on Erev Shabbos, put down a certain amount of money in the store, and on Shabbos they would take wine. And the moicher, the seller, he would put a needle, make a hole in the paper to show how much yayin they took. They took one bottle of yayin, made one hole, two bottles of yayin, made two holes, two in the cup, and three holes with his needle. And the Mishnah Berurah says also to do this, first of all, because he has to read the paper in which it says how much money the person put down on Erev Shabbos in order to show how much yayin the person is allowed to take. That's the problem of reading that paper. It's a problem of shtarid yaitis. Business papers and documents and contracts and bills are not allowed to be read on Shabbos. Also, making the holes is not so appropriate. Either on Shabbos, also halacha Shabbos, allowed to make these in the covenant. These holes on Shabbos, Shabbos Peskim. So one should avoid doing this on Shabbos. Similar, Mishnah Berurah says that people would write on Erev Shabbos a certain amount of money that they would put down on Shabbos and they would take wine. So the Mechaber would put a piece of paper next to the name of the person who took it, and instead of making a hole, but you put a paper that showed that he took the yayin next to the paper, which had the person's name, to show this person came to claim the yayin that he put that money for before Shabbos. Here there's no problem making holes, but still he has to read, the seller, the moicher has to read the papers, has all the information on it, and that should not be done on Shabbos. Rather, just wherever the you have a list of all people's names, that your customers, you put a garen, you put like a seed or some other item that's not mooks over there, as a reminder that this person came to take the product on Shabbos, and after Shabbos, we work out with him the details. Mishnah Berurah says, for a gabbat stoka, there's more room to make by reading these papers and putting notes next to the name of the person as a reminder, because there it's Chepzeh Shemayim, and you don't have the problem with Chepzeh, it's for a mitzvah, still it's Reti Machber, whenever you could, to do it in a way that would be mutter even for non-stoka purposes, and that's what the early generations were knowing to do. Instead of hey, the Mechaber says someone's schlepping kalyayin jugs of wine from one place to another on Shabbos, obviously in a place where there's an Erev, should not carry in a regular basket the way you do during the week, rather should do with a shinoi, carry them like in front of him or on his shoulder, one or two at a time on the shoulder, instead of having three or four in the regular box. This way it's less of the chodik. However, if he can't do this because it's a rush, the guests are coming, then he could do it the regular way. This chumra is only something to be done, lachatchila. Then the Mechaber says that some say that it might be hiluch as out of v'yeset toif, that if by doing with the shinoi it's going to be more schlepping and it's going to take more time, even with the shinoi, it's rather to do less than to do more and do it with the shinoi. The Mishnah Berurah says that in Siman Tov Kuf Yud, Sif Ches, the Rama, Pasna, this is Hashem, this second Shita, that's rather to might be hiluch to do less going back and forth and carrying, even though it means doing more each time, but only the place people are not going to see. But if it's going to be in a place where there's a lot of people are going to see, then you should rather do it with the shinoi, even though it means going more times. Sivot, the Mechaber says, you're allowed to rinse, wash your dishes, as long as you're still going to need them on Shabbos, potentially. After Shalosh Shuras, you cannot wash your dishes, cannot plan on eating anymore on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says, if you are planning on eating again after Shalosh Shuras, of course, you could wash the dishes. It's not a din specific to after Shalosh Shuras, just typically after Shalosh Shuras, you don't eat more. Klishtia, drinking glasses, you can always wash, because it's always likely that you're going to still want to take a drink. Mishnah Berurah says, if you know you're not going to drink more, you cannot drink the drink, cannot wash drinking glasses either. Mishnah Berurah says that which the Mechaber allows washing dishes, because you might need them still on Shabbos, even if you have 10 cups, and you're only going to need one, you can wash all 10, because each one might be the one.
As long as potential, that's the one that's committed, you can do it. As opposed to, if you know you're not going to need this kelim, that's a problem of tircha and a problem of chana, and you cannot wash them on Shabbos.